you're into Kinky Friedman, no?
I am.
Are you going to do some Kinky Friedman tomorrow night,
I play
too?
I play Kinky Friedman in a play, and that's so weird. It's how, I mean, I had known Kinky, but we would just kind of cross paths, and his name's Ted Williams. He's a big playwright in New York, but he's from, like, Kentucky. And he wrote that play, Always Patsy, that musical, which is super successful. It's about Patsy Cline.
Sure.
And then he wrote this other one called Becoming Kinky. And a friend of mine in New York knew Ted and said, you got to let Jesse Dayton read for this. So I go into this room, and there's, like, 30 guys in there with fake cigars and black cowboy hats. And I went in there and read for it, and they said, hey, do you want to play this part? And I was like, well, I got to do a film in like 8 weeks. And I ended up doing it. It was super hard. Theater work is, oh my God, man. I mean, you can't hang out, party, or you know, get too much into anything, or you'll forget your lines. So
I played
Kinky in this play, and me and Kinky got to be really good friends. And I ended up doing a record of all his songs that weren't popular, you know, the ones that weren't necessarily funny. Because I don't think people realize that, you know, Kinky used to live with Tom Waits.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. And, yeah.
Yeah, he used to live with Tom Waits, and he was the opening act on the whole Rolling Thunder tour for Bob Dylan.
Okay.
And, you know, he's a heavy writer, and people hear, I don't want to say this on the radio, but A-Hole from El Paso, and some of his witty songs like that, and they kind of like, oh, yeah, he's the guy that writes the funny songs, but he's actually got some songs amazing. So I wanted to cut those songs.
I've not heard your renditions of them, but I look forward to checking those out.
Yeah,
I definitely wanted to touch base with you in regards to Kinky. Well, Jesse Dayton, I'm just so excited you can spend some time with us here on the Jukebox of Americana. I'm looking forward to seeing your shows. And folks, I'm telling you, you've traveled all the way up here just to play for us. So we got to get out of the freaking house and just venture down, you know, the few blocks or a couple of miles that it takes to get to the Cove over here in Worcester. And thank you.
Yeah, come see us, man. I'm partial, obviously, but I don't really know a band that's really lighting up the place. And if you're in the guitar playing, it kind of has a different element than most Americana shows, because we do some crazy chicken picking and all kinds of stuff. So we're excited, man. Everybody needs to come on down, y'all.
So, you know, Jesse, I have the album here. I know that you're wanting to push the new album, but I actually do have the Country Soul Brother here with me as well. And the composition on here I want to play is Jesus Pick Me Up.
Yeah.
Can you go along with me on that?
I can do it, brother. In fact, I'll give you an amen. Okay.
All right.
It's not really coming. It's not really coming from my heart, but I'll play along about that.
Well, again, we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night. And if you would, hang on the phone as I go into this track.
You
want to tell us anything about this before Jesus Picked Me Up?
Oh, man, you know, it's just, I don't know. I think it's kind of a, you know, I obviously I have a kind of pronounced accent. And, you know, I think it kind of freaks people out sometimes. They don't realize that I've read Wuthering Heights 3 times, but they immediately think, you know, wow, where's this guy from? But I think all Southern writers have some kind of conflict with religion, and because really we all want there to be magic. We all want there to be something spiritual, and I do believe in things that are bigger than me and that I don't understand, because that's just who I am. But this song has that kind of the revealer kind of gospel thing to it, and I think that's why, you know, Elvis sold so many gospel records, because you could kind of feel that he believed it, you
sure.
know?
Yeah, he knows the he knows the spirit. There's, you know, we say what we do, and we feel what the, you know, we feel like we've almost been abused in many ways. But there's yeah. there that core group of people in there that truly believe what they're believing. There's
sure.
There is a spirit there, misdirected spirit,
yeah,
but nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it is what it is, and. You know, hey, I like everybody, man. I'm just glad I'm here, and I'm getting to do what I get to do, and you know, I think the whole reason I got out of that was because all the judgment that was passed, and you can just take the good stuff and leave the rest of it alone, you know.
Jesus Picked Me Up from Jesse Dayton. He's in town tomorrow night at the Cove.
Pick me up on your way down. Devil shines like diamonds in the wicked lots of town. Mama's up in heaven, sees what's going round. Jesus, pick me up on your way down. Father, give me strength, sometimes I get weak. The devil is a woman, and she's looking really sweet.